So look, if you want to grow your wealth, your income, and increase the amount of time off, then these are the shortcuts that can help. Welcome to the Wealth Creation Podcast. And good morning, everybody. It's Dan Latto speaking. Hope you're well today. So it's been a while since we've been live, and we've just been really busy, actually, refurbing houses, as you do. So we made a decision, every time a property comes empty, we're going to actually fly over to the UK and go stay in it while we go do it up. And that's been very effective. We've done two big four-bed houses. One of them was a conversion back from a HMO over to a normal single-family let. And then we just recarpeted it, repainted it. We did quite a lot of work with that. And then the other one was a big family house. It's not been touched in about 7 or 8 years. That needed an awful lot of work doing to it. And that's back on the market with a 30% increase in rents. Happy times. But it meant that something else has to give. So we've not been live for a little bit. But anyway, we're going to try and get live a little bit more. But in today's session, I want to talk about what's going on with crypto, what's going on with the stock market, what's going on with property. Obviously, it's a mess out there, folks. So let me just show you Coinbase right now. So if you can see the screen and you're not listening via a podcast or whatever, you'll see here, this is in euros. Let's just change it over to USD because that's really how most people see crypto. So Bitcoin, for example, is just $26,000 right now. And a change in the last 24 hours. So Bitcoin's down 13%, Ethereum's down 22%, XRP's down 25%, Cardano 30%, Solana 35%, Doge down 29%, Shiba down 35%. And obviously a lot of people are panicking. This is all within the last 24 hours. So, you know, and people are panicking. I saw a guy saying he was thinking about committing suicide. What are you doing? I remember when I was a kid, there was a film and it was about a big tidal wave and it came in and smashed his building up and his building. He didn't have insurance on it. And the next scene, he got a gun and he heard the pop and he killed himself. And I'm like, what the hell are you doing? Like, so what? You go bust. So what? Like, I know that's fairly nonchalant, but we've been close to that a couple of times. And I know that that's really difficult. I get that, right? But it's like, I mean, seriously? Self-harming? How does that help anybody? Like, you know, when we've been close to it, and we have, we've been close to it at various points. And it's like, when you kind of just go, oh, well, screw it, whatever. Like, the weight lifts off. It's an amazing feeling, by the way. And we managed to work our way out of those situations. It was while we were going through separation, all the money was going to family court lawyers and so on. Pretty horrific stuff. But we got through it, thankfully. And, you know, those thoughts pass through your mind for sure. But, like, if you lose everything tomorrow, oh, I've got nothing. You've got your self-respect, you've got your dignity, you've got yourself, you've got life, you've got opportunity. You know what? You know, we've won basketball games with less than a minute to go and we're 13 points down. We've come back and won that game. And I see it all the time in NBA basketball or other sporting events. It's never over till it's over. It never, ever is over until it's over. So that kind of talk kind of, I understand that that's the only thing that you can see and failure and all of that kind of thing. But who gives a shit? Seriously. So in the last 7 days then, let's just look at this. Bitcoin's down 33%. Ethereum's down almost 40%. What else? XRP is down 42%. Cardano down 51, Solana down 56, Dogecoin down 45, where's Shiba Inu down 54%. In fact, I can do this to base it on what's gone up and what's gotten down. Build Finance has gone up 16,000%. Caesar Finance, Quotas, like look at some of these. Luna, by the way, Luna's gone to absolute pot. Now, is this a buy signal, by the way? A lot of these have very, very small market caps, by the way. These that are going at 96% losses and all of that kind of thing. And so, you know, we see people and they are, they talk about, let me transition me back. They talk about, oh, well, I can get, you know, 20% returns a day on crypto. And then we see something like this and it's like, where are those guys today? Where are the talking smack? They're not anywhere. for hiding, you know. And it's like there's that saying, it's only when the tide goes out can you see who's wearing swimming trunks, right? And most people are not wearing swimming trunks. I've seen people and they've got like 50% of their net worth is in crypto. And that's crazy for me. I just don't get it. You should never be investing more than you can afford to lose. And we've said that all the way through. And I'm also not saying that you shouldn't be investing in crypto. And I'm also not saying that putting money into crypto is an investment. We've talked about that many times. It's gambling. I think it's a good gamble, by the way. That's not investment advice. I actually, you know, we've got all of those that we talked about, we've got. And all our portfolio on crypto is down massively, 30, 40, 50%. But you know what? When we bought Bitcoin, we bought Bitcoin really early. So actually our Bitcoin's still up, like by quite a decent amount as well. So we would have to lose an awful lot on Bitcoin. And when that happens, guess what? Are we buying right now? Are you damn right we're buying? So in if you look at the market crash in 2006, 7, 8, around those times, you look at the stock market and how it dipped and how it's gone back up. It's actually doubled from what it was at its peak before the dip back in 2007, 8 and 9, I think, if memory serves on that graph. But is it a mess right now? Hell yeah. A total shambles is probably the best way of doing it. But then, is there some opportunities in here? I would say so, for sure. I think there's some opportunities. But the only opportunity is if you're prepared. And most people are not prepared. Most people are, you know, going from one thing to another, hoping for a quick buck. And it's like you're supposed to invest money that you're okay to lose. Like, and I know nobody really wants to lose money. But rule number one from Benjamin Graham of investing, never lose money, right? And then that leads me on to the next thing, which is true diversification. Like, people think, they go, well, I've got Bitcoin, I've got Cardano, I've got Solana, I've got Doge, I've got XRP, I've got Luna, and so on, right? And they're going, well, I'm really well diversified. That is not diversification, by the way. Diversification is owning a business, owning a property, buying cryptocurrency, owning dividend-related stocks and shares, which is, you know, where you're investing for dividends, buying value companies, like companies that you think are too low in their share price and have the opportunity to go up. And then also buying, you know, like the big four, Apple, Amazon, Facebook and Google, right? There's a name for those and I forget what the name is. That's diversification. Different asset classes along the way and having your own business and paying down your house and not having credit card debt is diversifying your investment portfolio. Think about that for a second. Not having credit card debt. How can that be diversifying your portfolio? Because when the tide comes out and the shit hits the fan, you're not having to make these credit card payments every single month and, you know, having to pay between 10 and 20 and 30% APR on your credit cards. So that's true diversification, not just spreading the love between even, say, Apple, Amazon, Facebook and Google. If you're just investing in those four, that, again, is not diversification because it's simply one asset class. You have to diversify across multiple asset classes, which then leads me on to utility because, and when we talk about utility, what do we mean by utility? So utility is what's for usage. So, you know, I was reading something this morning about Bitcoin. Well, what usage does it have? What's it backed by? And you could make the same argument for the Great British Pound. What usage is it? Well, it's a transactional element, isn't it? It allows you to transact from one thing to another. It's bartering, effectively. What's it backed by? It ain't backed by anything. It's backed by goodwill, just like Bitcoin. And actually, you know, when people talk about US dollar or the Great British Pound, and then they talk about Bitcoin, and they go, oh, yeah, but Bitcoin's used for illegal activity. Yeah, because the US dollar's never been used for illegal activity. People don't buy drugs with Great British Pounds, do they? No. They only use Bitcoin to buy their drugs. Of course. Stupid, right? So I don't think that argument really kind of stands up. But what is the utility? Well, it's a store of value as far as I'm concerned. And because we run business at the speed of thought right now, it means that Bitcoin, the whole cycle happens within a couple of months, not a couple of years like it used to. And that's the acceleration of society and our lifestyles and all of that kind of thing. Interestingly, Decentraland is down 60%, I noticed. Decentraland is for like virtual landscapes and that kind of thing. It's quite interesting. We might buy some of that. But what's the utility, effectively? And so this then leads me on to real estate and property. So all through all of this, you know, where's property right now? How high is property going? And is that a bubble? And maybe it is. How high are rents going right now? What's the utility for property? People got to have somewhere to live. And you could say, yeah, but with Bitcoin, people have to be able to transact. And you're right. But people can transact with bartering. I can give you this chicken in return for those potatoes, right? Or, you know, we still have cash. So Bitcoin has less of a utility than actual GBP or USD right now in 2022. In 20 years' time, I'm not even sure that we'll have a USD or a GBP. We'll have an XRP and a Bitcoin and a BTC. Like you know me. It sounds like a rap. So what's the utility? And if you're investing in something that's got utility first and foremost, I think you're not going to go far wrong. And that's why we've been investing in property for 23 years. Obviously, we didn't even know Bitcoin was a thing 23 years ago because it wasn't. But it's got utility. And what else can you invest in that's got utility? Hotels, golf courses, car rentals, boat rentals, plane rentals, anything where you can buy an asset and you can rent the thing out that's going to generate cash flow. Remember, cash flow, we said this from day one in our podcast, cash flow from your business goes into your assets pay more cash flow, that enables you to buy yet more assets, and the snake is eating its own tail, it's feeding upon itself, and that's how it's supposed to work. And then just finally, I just want to end up on market cycles. Like, where are we in a market cycle? You know, we've seen crashes. Was there a crash in 2001 for property? There's a crash in, 97, wasn't it? There's a crash in 2006, 7, every 10 years. And we're probably due a property crash right now. And so is that an opportunity to panic? I don't think it is. Is it an opportunity to buy? I honestly don't know. I think if you're going to buy property right now, you need to be buying value property. You've got to be buying below market value. You've got to negotiate well. You've got to be buying stuff that's going to give you a high yield, that you might be buying a large house, convert it to separate flats or convert to a HMO. You've got to be able to add value and generate more rental income than the next guy or girl, right? And I think that's where we are. You've got to find the value yourself. When people talk about the property market, they're not talking about my 4-bed home that I've just converted from a HMO down to a single let, because I'm not competing with the next guy. I'm not competing with the homeowner who hasn't got a bloody clue. I'm much more educated than they are, and I bought a lot more property than they ever will, including their whole extended family, more than likely, unless one of them's a property investor. We're experts in property. We've been doing it for 23 years, and we've bought millions and millions of pounds worth of property, and we've had God knows how many transactions. We've done so many transactions, you know. When your solicitor takes you out for lunch, you know you're doing all right and you're doing enough transactions. So you know, this is about market cycles right now. Where are we in the market cycle? Well, as you can see from the crypto, look at this. The market cycle is flow's quite interesting as well. Let's have a look at flow. Flow is interesting. I've actually bought some flow, and it's actually below the amount that that I bought for. I bought around 9 or 10, I think. When did I buy? Yeah, around here somewhere. About November, I think. Around there somewhere, maybe December. But like right now, it's $2, €2.29. That's quite interesting. But where are we in a market cycle on crypto? Crypto's, you know, it's all over the bloody place, and people are panicking, and they're closing trades, and losing trades, and you know, like, maybe that's it for crypto. That was the experiment. Maybe it's done. That's it. That's not what I believe. I think in 20 years' time, when we look back at crypto, we'll be like, oh my gosh, that was so obvious what we should have bought. And yeah, it was going up and down, but it'll settle down. It's so new. People don't know how to handle it. People pretend to know how to handle it. And if you get someone who pretends to know what's going on, I wouldn't listen to them. It's like, it's a gamble. There's absolutely no doubt in my mind about crypto, there never has been. It's always been a gamble, but I think it's a worthwhile gamble. We'll put some money in. We'll roll the dice. We'll see what happens. Sometimes you win. There's a great line in Star Trek, by the way. I just finished watching Star Trek Picard. But in the original Next Generation, Will Riker, he says, sometimes you get the bear, sometimes the bear gets you. And that's just the way it goes, folks. But where are we in the market cycle? And this is for you to calculate. Are we at the top end in the market cycle on property? And are we at the low end on crypto? Or is there actually more to go on crypto? And all those people chewing the nails, sitting on a decision, not sure which way to go. The lack of decision making will probably not help you in the long term. And because you're going to miss out on some major gains, but then you might also miss out on some losses as well. You know, when banks were going bust, some people were buying some of those stocks and shares because had an opportunity for it to go up. What's the risk? What's the reward? And I think it's something that's important to look into. Anyway, I hope that's useful for you. First podcast in a while. It has been a while. And we'll catch up with you on the next one. My name's Dan Latto. Have yourselves a great day. Take care. Hey, it's Dan here. Thank you for listening. Really appreciate each and every one of you. Please click like or subscribe to the entire podcast.